Western Christianity.
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise."
Question Christianity.
And welcome to Question Christianity, where we put the question mark in Christianity. I'm your host, Jay.
This is B. Good afternoon.
This is Fifi, ready to get this started.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So we have two subjects today. Our first one is a recent ad, but our main show will be angels and demons. Yes, we will talk about angels and demons. Are they real? Have they always been here? Are they a separate race? Are they part of humanity? What are they? Who are they? And are they for real? But first, we're going to talk about a recent thing that came up in the Church of England. And I'm not sure which one it is. I'm not sure how many denominations they have in England, but they talked about changing some of the wording for the pronouns of the creator of all things to make him non-binary. So I'm sure some people have some feelings about that, both pro and against, but I'm going to ask, I'll start with Fifi, what do you think about that? What do you think about changing some of the wordage to make it more, what's the word I'm looking for? Make it more appealing to a wider audience?
I would say, who are we to change it? You know, it didn't originate from us. You know, God is God. So who are we to say, okay, we need to define him or, you know, give him a, okay, I'm even saying him, you know, because that's God, you know, and even I think when he spoke to Moses, he said, "I am," you know, "I am." So, you know, even, oh, dang, it was non-binary. But either, oh, Lord. But yeah, but that's my whole thing. It's like, I think once you start getting into trying to define and place a gender, it's more like people always have an ulterior motive to that.
Sure. Okay.
Because then with that definition, then they want to apply something else to it.
What do you think about that, B?
So it's funny. I have thought about that, not in terms of, you know, making, not using the term non-binary, but when you go back and think about like the nature of God, right? And we have defined it, we've defined God as masculine, right?
Right.
So then we're, you know, are we saying then that the creator of the universe is a man or male oriented, right? And, you know, what does that mean? What does that look like? How does that work? Us, we kind of need to work together, right, to create something. So if there's a male creator, you know, this was all done by a male essence or a male being by himself. It's funny. Jesus, right, on the cross or throughout his ministry, what's recorded in the Bible, says, "My Father," right? "My Father this, my Father that." On the cross, I believe he says Father, right? They forgive them. They know not what they do.
Right.
I believe, I hope I'm saying it right. But then he also says in the Bible, God is spirit. He says that clearly, right? And so kind of how does that work? I've actually looked into that and why is God defined as a male? And, you know, no agenda. I'm not thinking about non-binary and stuff, but it's like, how does that work? You know, you just want to think about it and think it through. And can I say I've actually found a satisfactory answer? Not really, right? But if that is what it is, then it is what it is.
What we mean by not really? Not really what?
So like a scholarly approach to why is God referred to in the masculine, right, in biblical text. Even, and I'm glad you brought that up, Fifi, about the speaking to God's interaction with Moses. And Moses didn't say, you know, "Who shall I say sent me?" Right? And he, I'm saying he, but no, and that's okay for the context of this conversation. He says, "Just tell them I am." He, there was no definition. There was no human equation, right? To God did not appear as human at all. Like he appeared as an elemental force, right? Fire. And a burning bush, right? Within a burning bush. And so, and then as a cloud that led the Israelis to, or the Jewish people at the time, to the promised land, built the temple, built the tabernacle and the temple.
Okay.
And then that spirit resided in the temple, right? Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm just...
No, you're right.
Okay. So, there was no maleness really associated with what we saw in the Old Testament, right? And then, you know, again, Jesus said God is spirit. And it was like one of the clearest things that Jesus said in terms of, you know, this is the way it is, right? And so, but then, like I said, he also then spoke to him in terms of a masculine idea. So, I mean, it's something to really kind of think about. I don't know if we want to actively change it, but I think it's something that is worth the concept, not necessarily making any change, but the concept is worth exploring more.
Okay, okay. Well, me personally, I just believe he is a he, you know. Now, I know a lot of people would disagree because it was written by the patriarchy, quote unquote. And so that becomes an issue. Women back in those days were a little more than property at best a lot of times. To consider a woman equal to a man was laughable back in those times. Even though women are mentioned in the Bible and are extraordinarily influential in many points in the Bible, but he may come across as male to most people because he is the father, the caring father. He is that protector and that shield of his children, you know? And so when he does things, he does it as a father. Now, if it had been characterized as a mother originally, I wouldn't have a problem with it then either. But he is, it is characterized as a man, and that's that. Having said that, we can't really characterize the person who's at the beginning of the creation of the universe and who'll be there after it's done. You know what I'm saying? So we can't, I mean, from based on our understanding, it's difficult to wrap my head around the fact that it's one person split into three different parts, but they're the same individual and equal pieces of the individual. You know, that alone is very confusing, you know, and the Holy Spirit is identified as he also. And so is Jesus, so is the Son. So it's all one person. My vote would be, you know, you got more important things to worry about than to change, try and change, to make the work. So the one thing you're going to run into is you do this once, it'll happen again and again and again until you are so far away from the message, the original message, it just becomes gobbledygook and gibberish. And I believe that is exactly what the enemy wants, to be honest with you. But we have to recognize that sometimes things are what they are. If it's offensive to people, and it's ironic because some people find the fact that God, who is in spirit, as you had mentioned, how can that be identified as male or female? You know, so they're offended by that. Well, guess what? There are many things I've read in the Bible that have offended me. Why? Because I'm a sinner. And then that's just how it is. You know, I look back and because there are certain things that God commanded the Israelites to do, and I simply didn't agree with it. But guess what? He didn't ask me for my opinion. I wasn't around during that time to argue the point, so it is what it is. You know, there are many things you may not necessarily agree with the Creator and what he does, but remember what he's always said. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not like yours. You know, so you can't, that's, you can't, like, we're looking at the world from the first floor. He's on the 100th floor. So he can see, and you're like, well, why are you doing it this way? Don't worry about it. I got control of it. But there's always going to be people who says, why don't you do this? Why can't you do that? Why can't you make it more appealing? Why do you have to make it so exclusive? Which... that in and of itself is a different story and a different podcast. But I did want to mention one thing when it comes to the male component of it, because when a couple weeks ago on the show, B, you weren't here, but we did that dating in Christianity, and boy, did that get And, you know, and the only reason why I bring that up is the moment I brought up the word obey, the whole atmosphere in the room changed, right? And so I don't know why women have an issue with that. But in that same token...
You said, wait, back up. What did you just say?
I said, hey, man, you think I'm playing.
He said, obey in a room full of women.
Yes.
No, but
yes.
He said, I don't know why women have an issue with that.
Right, I don't, because you know what? Guess what? We have to obey, right? See, here's the issue.
That's the issue. We don't.
We do. We do have to obey. Men.
But we don't.
I know. That's part
right,
of the
that's
issue.
That's the issue.
But I recognize the fact that we don't.
Yeah.
And I know that we do. They didn't say that. They say, but that's okay. But my point is that, you know, when it comes to... You'll hear the podcast if you listen to that episode. Then we have to do a part two on that too. And I'm in the process of gathering single men. I mean, it may not necessarily be your age, but they'll be close enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you catch a young one, that's okay, right? Okay, that's what I'm saying. But we have to recognize that. Regardless of what he is or how he is, we're to obey him and to obey the commandments, and we struggle with that. You know, it's ironic because we want to say we love God, we obey him, we do this, that, and the other. We can't really get along with people in the same room with each other, and so therein lies my issue with that. But when it comes to the Spirit of God, male or female, that's the least of your worries. You know, so when you have the opportunity to meet him, you know, or the creator, then you can ask him. But when it comes to, and the enemy tends to do this, you know, they want to harp on the details, you know, and be like, oh, that's not fair. That's a man. Women are just as equal, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That throws you off your square. And now you're arguing about something that's not important, really, you know, but some people it is. But I don't think that's not the tenet of Christianity, is to worry about whether God is a male or female. But I did want your opinion, because there are a lot of people who would be listening and be like, yeah, what is he? He really isn't either, or he's both. Or
but let's talk about that, though. I mean, in terms of, and you used the word patriarchy, and I'm glad you used that word. I think that, you know, men wrote the books. Mm-hmm. Men led the kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Men write the stories and determine... You know, is it history or his story, right? And so, and we've seen that throughout history up until this very moment. We'll see it long before long after we're done. I think it's worth thinking about, not wanting to be under the influence of the devil or anything. I know we're going to get into him in a minute. but I think that, you know, we have to kind of think about the culture and contextualize things a little bit as we grow spiritually. One of my biggest concerns as a follower is I get concerned when I feel that we as people get in the way of God and the message, right? And this, ooh, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but, you know, did we... are we created in God's image, or did we create God in our image? Sometimes we put ourselves in the way,
sure,
and get our own agendas and our own stuff in there. And I need to be careful with myself, because I do it too, right? But I just wonder about that sometimes, and even when it comes to, you know, because you see when people they align themselves with stuff, they align themselves, even politicians. Oh, I'll have the Constitution, I'll waive the Constitution, or I'm for freedom, or I'm from, you know, whatever. And they'll align themselves to a value, or even to religion or God, right? Get in the way or distort the message, or get in the way of it, and just so that they can perpetuate power and control. And that's something that always gives me a little bit of pause.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fifi, we're going to end this segment with your last word. And what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts, and I'll just piggyback off of B, you know, because kind of they're trying to change the message. You know, when I was saying there's no one's had an issue before with, you know, giving God a gender. Mm-hmm. And I, like I mentioned before, if you start to define it, say non-binary, there's an ulterior motive behind that, because then there's going to be another message behind that.
Right.
So now that we said this, you know, now then they go into something else. And mm-hmm. kind of, Jay, like how you brought up, now it, we get distracted from the Word of God.
Right.
You know, there is a message in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Everything is, you know, everything that we need to know about God, everything we know about our faith, everything is there. Why are we trying to recreate and add to the message?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. That's a scholar there for you. All right, we'll be right back after this message. Okay, we're back from our break, and we're going to go into our next segment. And Fifi, what's our next segment?
Our next segment is Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. That was my line. I was going to do that.
Oh, sorry.
So... All right, so are angels, are demons, are they real? Demonic possession, we've got a show coming up on that later on, probably next year, I think. Yeah, most likely next year. But we're going to talk about the beings themselves. Angels and demons, are they separate races? Are they part of humanity? I mean, how does that work? You know, are they fully spirit? Can they become physical? What are their names? Baka, go. Doggone it, I did again. Oh, my bad. It's sitting right in front of me.
That paper means nothing at all.
It's sitting right in front of me.
And that wasn't even for him. It was if our other colleague had joined today. But no, it's interesting. So I came into, I signed up to, hey, let's, you know, this is going to be interesting to talk about. Let's talk about it. And my initial angle was going to be, you know, I don't think that, like, particularly issues, evil, right, that occurs in the world is, you know, somebody, like a good person sitting on my right shoulder and a bad person sitting on my left shoulder, and they're right. telling me what to do. I'm making the decisions, right? My angle was going to be, I think it's mostly us, human beings, and, you know, I'm not going to really buy into the angel and demon thing. I think that, you know, we make decisions based on how our brains work and how they function and that sort of thing. And that elements of that may still be, I may still adhere to a portion of that. But I was, so, well, let me, you know, just do some research and before we meet today. You're going to hear me talk, parrot a lot of what you may hear or may see on YouTube with the Bible Project. And mm-hmm. They have a whole series on angels, demons, and things of that nature. And I think that what this led me to kind of think about was to kind of go back to think about the nature of God, mm-hmm. right? How does God exist? What's around, like why are, is things set up this way, mm-hmm. right? And so you have humans, and then, you know, we talk about angels and demons. But when you talk about, when you go into kind of some of the things the Bible Project talk about, and you hear me parrot a lot of that this afternoon, was, you know, there exists, the Bible describes two realms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the heavens and the earth, and there's a point in which they intersect, mm-hmm. right, where you can have interaction between, I hope I'm saying this right, but... us and I'll just say them, mm-hmm. heavenly beings or spiritual beings, right? Okay. And so, or I think they call them, the Jewish people today call them Elohim.
Elohim?
Elohim?
Elohim is, isn't that a word for God?
Or spiritual name? Beings.
Yeah. Okay, Elohim.
Yeah. And so they're all kind of grouped together. So you have God, uh-huh. you have, you know, these other beings, the heavenly hosts. You know, in Genesis in particular, a lot of that is spoken to, and then you don't hear about it as much in the rest of the Bible. Right. But as when God is quoted in Genesis, he uses us, let us, right, do this, let us. And then when I was younger, I read the Bible, I was like, who is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And so, you know, the Bible Project talks about there being these other spiritual beings that exist with God, that interact with humanity.
Now, who are those people? I've heard that before. Like, they they categorize it as God's staff.
Yes, the divine counsel is the phrase that's used, and so, but as a group, they are called Elohim or yeah, Elohim. I believe it's called if it's pronounced that way. So it talks about angels and cherubims. Yeah.
Archangels and
yes,
okay. So
it's a whole group of beings that form this one group, and then God with a capital G is the Elohim of Elohim. So sometimes it's referred to in that way back then.
Okay,
demons also are part of that.
Okay,
so I'll stop there.
Okay, part of that council or just part of the Elohim?
Part of these spiritual beings. Yeah. Part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a lot. Fifi, what you got?
I would jump in and say, for starters, I do believe that angels and demons do exist, okay. Right? So I always piggyback off, you know, whoever's speaking. And the Bible does tell us we are made in God's image, right? I mean, right. We are identical to God.
Okay.
God says, I am three in one,
right?
You know, and I feel like even as humans, we're mind, body, spirit. Okay. That makes a human. All right, so when B speaks on, which was an interesting point with the Bible Project and how, you know, it said that whenever God spoke, he said, we're going to say he,
right.
You know, he said us, this, that, and the other. And if we are in his image, then we have to understand that maybe us as individuals, we have other spirits within us. And what I mean is this, you know how we've always seen either in cartoons or on TV, you know, you got the angel and the devil on your shoulder.
Right.
We really do have that in our form of our conscience.
Okay.
You know, our conscience is its own spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do have these battles, you know, where one side of your conscience is telling you to do this one thing. Another conscience is telling you to do another. You can't ignore that and say that is nothing. Right.
Okay. Okay.
That is something. That's some type of entity. And mm-hmm. that's probably similar to, you know, with God. Like it's more than just... What makes a human is more than just us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a spiritual level to it, a spiritual aspect. And I believe just even internally within us, we have different, I know it sounds weird, like we have different spirits in us. You got to understand that, you know, and sometimes when we're in different situations, some people call it a personality. You know, they'll say, you know, when I'm this way, this personality comes out. Or when I'm in this environment, this personality comes out. I think that's just different parts of your spirit and who you are. And sometimes we got demons in us, okay? Then sometimes we have angels in us. It just depends on the situation that we're in and what part of that entity comes out.
Yeah, I work with some people demonically influenced, I'm sure. So, all right,
Can I make one more point, though?
Go for it, yeah.
So, I agree. I think that what they were describing with the Bible Project was that is true, that there are these influences, spirits that are once part of the heavenly realm that are not part of the heavenly realm anymore. They do influence humanity. That is what Jesus overcame.
Mm-hmm.
All authorities, right? All powers and authorities, I believe, is the phrase. It wasn't about us. It was about them.
Okay.
And so I just thought that was interesting. Like I said, you know, something that I think I'm going to dig into a lot more, because I'm glad we kind of having this conversation. And I looked into that way, because I had a whole, like I said, a different way of thinking about that entire process.
So you guys have put a lot of information out there. It's going to take me a minute to break some of these pieces up. So here's my first question. In the New Testament, Paul indicates that we do not fight with flesh and bone. What do we fight against? Do you guys remember what that scripture was? We fight against powers and principalities, spirits, right? So that goes. So yes, I agree with both of your points. I do believe it's a human choice, but oftentimes it is influenced by a spirit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, I give you a prime example. My own son, who one day he decided, he came to both me and my wife, and he's like, I want to be baptized. And I was like, do you know what that means? And he, you know, for a nine-year-old, he explained it very intelligently. I was like, okay, well, I can sign off on that, you know. But the moment he did, He started acting like a plum nut in school for weeks, all the way up until he got baptized. He was doing just crazy stuff that just didn't make any sense. He gets baptized, all that goes away. You know, and it was the weirdest. And I told my pastor, I was like, look, I think whatever he's going through, it is demonically influenced. Because he had never acted like that before or since. You know, it was just that time, and I couldn't understand. I'm screaming at him, wife screaming at him. Then I you know, I sat, and I remember praying on my way to work, and I was like, I need your help with this. And then it just came to me, you know. He's like, it's not your son, you know. So I was like, I'm fighting against the wrong thing, you know. And so that was in all my years, that was the first time I actually recognized a spirit influence. Mm-hmm. And then direct intervention, you know, maybe because I was so close to the person. Because he does a lot of dumb stuff as a boy, you know what I'm saying? So he, like most boys do, and he's not the only one. I did some stupid stuff when I was young too. So, but I didn't act quite like that, at least not when I was that age. But it was
that just, you remember.
Right. Yeah. It was just a sudden shift in his personality, and then it went snapped back. So it was very interesting. So I do believe it is human choices that we do make, because the devil cannot make you do anything. And one thing I want people to understand is he is a created being just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. He just happens to have access to heavenly throne, at least for now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so all the things that God does in his supernatural ability, all he can do is mimic. Okay? So here's an example, and then we'll get into whether all this is, you know, this is all in our heads or if this is real. God knows, he's omnipotent. That is described on numerous occasions in the Bible. He knows what every atom is doing and where they are simultaneously, right? The devil cannot do that. Mm-hmm. He can only be in one place at a time. He cannot be in more than one time. Now, what happens is he has minions who then relay this information back to him. So they mimic what God does by nature. So they just have a much faster internet than we do. Okay, so the way they come in. So what they see. So if you are praying to God silently, he cannot know what you're thinking. No created being can know what you're thinking. Only mm-hmm. God can. And that is also identified in the Bible. Right? You speak aloud, he can hear you because he's probably in one of his guys is probably in the room. Mm-hmm. So when you see them point out all of the things that you've done in secret, yes, they know, that's probably because they were in the room. God knows because he knew you were going to do it to begin with. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So therein lies what the demons do, but they are created beings. They're spiritual, but there are only three individuals who were not created, and the devil is not one of them. Mm-hmm. None of the demons. They are spiritual beings, but are they real? Have they, because we've seen some of the scriptures in the Bible where, you know, angels have come down to Sodom and Gomorrah. Angels have come to, angels have come to Joseph. They've come to, what's that guy's name? Sarah. Abraham's mm-hmm. wife, mm-hmm. you know, came to see that you're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So all these different peoples, we've had angels make themselves known. And then now it's been 3,000 years. People have said that they've seen angels. They've said that they've heard or, you know, done all this. You know, I had an angel who saved me from whatever, this accident, or I heard someone's voice and I turned around and if I kept walking, I would have been hit by a car. You know, now a lot of people who are unbelievers believe that's coincidental, or you thought you heard someone actually say that. What are your thoughts on that? Have you guys ever had an experience like that?
You mind? I guess it's interesting. In the Bible, you do see angels appear in a very humanoid, physical right. type of way. Mm-hmm. You don't really see that with demons, right? Even in the New Testament, Jesus is tossing them out of people uh-huh. into swine, uh-huh. right? Uh-huh. There are examples of that. They appear to be more vaporous, spiritual, right?
Okay, okay.
Where angels appear as more humanoid. Mm-hmm. He talked about the three people that came to visit, the mm-hmm. three beings that came to visit, was it Abraham's wife?
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. And then even standing outside of the tomb, right?
Right.
So there are these, and you look at them, oh, you're kind of like a human. Mm-hmm. I reckon, okay. You know, what information did you got? The word angel actually means, and I didn't know this, messenger.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they appear to be communicators or folks that kind of interface with us from the godly realm or mm-hmm. heaven or whatever you want to call it. We may have run across angels. I've never really kind of thought about it. So we have this is what I'm saying, we kind of distort things when we relay things over time.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of angel, you think of this, you know,
big white robed, big wings,
yeah,
flying.
Yeah, particular race of people, right? With wings, they're doing that, and they're loving and giving, and their arms are outstretched.
Right.
But it may not be that at all, or may not be like that. And so, maybe, mm-hmm. right? I guess, right? I'm not going to definitively say yes or no. I'm more likely to say yes than no.
Mm-hmm.
I think God reaches out to us in a number of ways.
Okay.
And it may be through beings like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. So to me, angels and demons are the same. They're both messengers with a different message.
Oh, check this out. I can't wait to hear this.
I like that.
Right?
So, and she threw her finger up when she said it.
Different message. So the way I see it is they're both messengers, right? Mm. So one is a message. One's a messenger from the devil.
Right. Right.
Right? The other form is a messenger from God, right?
Okay, okay.
As far as their forms, demons can come in very calm way. A demon doesn't always come spooky, scary, right, because you're going to reject that message.
Sure.
Right? So if something comes to you in this scary, demonic format, you're going to be afraid. You're going to put up some offenses.
Right.
So they're going to come to you in a calm manner, right?
More of an enticing.
Very enticing. You know,
catch you with honey, huh?
they're messengers. They're salesmen, right?
Right,
so
right,
if they're trying to sell this message to you, there's an approach, you
okay,
know?
Okay.
And similar to, you know, if you've ever seen ghost stories, and uh-huh. you know how like if a loved one or whatever tried to reach someone, they call them like conduits, right? So
right.
you need a conduit,
okay.
meaning you need something like a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
So even a lot of us, and like how you mentioned, like if you're, because I've gone through things,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I've prayed about it and say, oh God, then all of a sudden someone will come to me and talk to me or like give me a word. And it's like, you know, I felt like that message is what I needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes God can't just, you know, because I remember people used to say, God spoke to me, God said this. And I'm like, I never hear his voice, right?
Right, right.
I never hear his voice.
Right.
But a lot of times he uses conduits. He uses other people to talk to you, right?
Yep.
So demons do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if a demon wants to get to you, he'll come through a friend, you know.
Or a family member.
Or a family member.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why as Christians, we have to make sure we're constantly praying, we're constantly close with God, because I feel it strengthens your antenna,
mm-hmm.
right? So if someone is coming to you, even if it's a family member who's always come with love,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it's just, you sense the hatred in their message, like where is right. this coming from?
Right, right.
Right, and again, if you're just connected with God, then you kind of know the difference. But as far as angels and demons, I don't think, you know, you just got to be careful, because they're not all googly-eyed scary.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Can I make one more comment? That was interesting.
Well, no, that was eloquently explained.
Yeah.
I guess. I feel kind of feel low, like maybe we should go on a break or something. I feel inadequate. No. Go ahead, sir.
No, it's so fun. We all have, I think, kids of
mm-hmm.
you know, similar ages. There's this one TV show, and it made me kind of. And when I signed up for this, I was thinking about it. There's a show called Miraculous Ladybug. Have you ever, your kids ever watched that one?
I've never seen it.
Okay. It's on Netflix and Disney or whatever. But the characters, good guys, bad guys, all the stuff, same stuff. But the interesting point about that is the bad guy will, when someone is in the world and they are suffering and there's fear and anxiety and angst, the bad guy then has license to akumatize them, possess them. I think Akuma means demon in Japanese, okay. I want to say. And so the bad guy then takes over. He offers them an option. They can reject it. 98% of the time, they go, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And they become under his spell until the spell is broken. Mm-hmm. If you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I want to say, I told my wife, is that how the devil works? We watch it with our son. Like, when we are in a state mm-hmm. that allows our defenses to fall, where we're kind of leaning more into fear, mm-hmm. fear more than anything else, anxiety, things of that nature, is it easier for us to be, for lack of a better word, persuaded, possessed, right, by a spiritual being who means us harm?
Sure.
And so I just thought that was just an interesting looking at a cartoon, but you know, are there parallels, mm-hmm. right? Is that something to kind of think about a little bit more? But I wonder about that, because I know that, you know, when I'm feeling good, when I'm everything is right, I can kind of ward off some stuff. I right. can, you know, Wonder Woman block some stuff but you know, catch me when I'm not at my best, I'm more susceptible to, you know, not being able to defend as easily to certain types of, and, you know, you think about there's a Jesus story about that, where he went into the wilderness uh-huh. and made himself, you know, he was tested, right, against the elements, against his body, kind of going against him, feeling a certain way, mm-hmm. and he was able to then build up, right? Not build up, but it helped him, because the devil did present himself to Jesus as well, right? Mm-hmm. And say, hey, why are you doing this? You can have all of this, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he was able to kind of push back against that. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder, you know, is that how... I mean, not just wonder, but I think it's worth thinking about. You know, is that how are we more susceptible to sin and failure and being under demonic possession, so to speak, when we are kind of not feeling a certain way or feeling negative or more than anything else, like I said, fear, when mm-hmm. fear kind of rules. Mm-hmm. So just interesting point.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially when it comes to even relationships with other people. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was with one of my guys at work, and something his wife said to him upset him so badly. He broke into tears. He was distraught. You know, I only know about this after the fact, because when I came across him, he had fallen into the arms of another woman, but she was simply comforting him. She was much older, but... looking back on that, that could have gone in the total op. He was completely defenseless at that time. You know, whatever she said to him broke him down to the point, men don't just cry at work for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it was that she said hit him so hard, he was walking around crying.
Walking around crying?
Yes. Oh, he was in bad shape, man. Just,
oh, wow.
He was, and he came across, her name was Helen. But she was already a Christian woman. Okay. So, and as I was coming around the corner, coming to my office, she was hugging him and patting him on the back and saying peace into his ear. Peace be to you, peace. You know, she was praying over him. And I stopped. And I was like, okay, well, let me, you know, you might need some help with this. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but then he instantly felt better. But I can tell you, there are other women that really, really, he was a handsome fellow, you know. Mm-hmm. I can tell you from a man's perspective, I'm like, damn, that guy is handsome. He's, woo! You know, if I was a woman, golly, but I'm a man. So, and I know there are other women that he was recently married to. So there are other women that really were interested in him. And it could have gone, if he had come across the wrong one, mm-hmm. it could have gone south. Because you're vulnerable, there comes that influence, but God probably knew this. This is why he put Helen in his path and mm-hmm. not one of the other
Helen
ladies.
Helen was black and like that.
Right. And she just happened to be coming out of her office, you mm-hmm. know, and he was messed up. And,
wow.
And yeah, so like, yes, I agree with that. You know, so that to say, yes, I totally agree with that statement, because Even when you're at your strongest, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? There's all, you know, mm-hmm. There's always that little piece of honey that they'll hang in front of you, mm-hmm. whatever your vice might be, your mm-hmm. whatever your weakness, I want to mm-hmm. say, I want to say your right. vice, mm-hmm. whatever your weakness might be, mm-hmm. even at your strongest, mm-hmm. oh, here it is,
yeah.
here it is, I got a date. No one's going to know if you take a bite of this honey.
Yeah. No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, and I think you're always under attack.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, that spiritual influence mm-hmm. that is saying, hey, you know, do this, mm-hmm. right? And then the question is, you know, why, right? In terms of the spiritual influence trying to convince you to go one way instead of another. You want to say something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to jump in. You guys keep like making good points. No, well, I'll just start with, so with the why is because for the same reason that, you know, we come to church and we're supposed to win souls for Christ and mm-hmm. bring them on. Mm-hmm. You know, they want us on their side too. You know, yep. So the why. And it's easier when you think about like sometimes when predators go out for prey, you always want to catch them at their weakest, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And as far as humans, we're always at our weakest when we're hungry. You know, you're hungry. Because at the end of the day, we have basic needs, right? As long as I'm fed mm-hmm. and as long as I'm loved, you know, sometimes that's it, right? So when you
that's why you can't take people out for coffee. You have to go to an actual restaurant first date. Is that why? Well, I'm sorry, I digress.
That goes back to the last one. But that's the thing, though. So that's when we're our weak. Like even when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, mm-hmm. I think he was on his fast, right? And the devil was saying these things to him. But you know, it's like when you're at your weakest, that's when you have to try to be spiritually strong. So again, when someone's emotionally weak, you know, even if you're in a strong relationship, like a marriage, mm-hmm. and we all know this, you know, whenever, and that's why sometimes in marriages, there's, it's not good sometimes to have like males and females of the opposite sex. And a lot of times it's because marriages, you're going to have ups and downs.
Yeah.
You're going to have ups and downs, but it's dangerous mm-hmm. to know that when there is a down, there's someone of the opposite sex who's just there,
Yeah,
you know, and it gets very tempting.
Yeah,
especially when you're actually weakest, and that's when the demons mm-hmm. come.
Yep, you start justifying your actions. Yeah, and you're 100% right, which is why I don't.
This will show her.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, this will show him.
And you know what? And then if you go back to like, you know, just the demon using that person as a conduit, they'll tell you, this will show him. If you really want to get back at him, do this.
Yeah.
You know, if you really feel that. And the thing is, when you are... And
this sounds like we're all speaking from personal...
But it's good. And I love the story you told because the female coworker, I forgot, was it Beverly? I forgot her name.
Helen.
Yeah. The female coworker, it was like an angel that surrounded him mm-hmm. in that moment. Because I'm telling you, he was emotional.
He was messed
and
up.
And those
right.
women at work noticed it. Boy. So I guarantee you, they were like, you know, let's just have a coffee break right. or whatever. And that's why a lot of times, even when people are emotional, sometimes they say, don't act on those emotions. You know, right. go home, meditate on it, just right. calm down. Right. Because again, and I think it's because even we know that's when our demons are stronger too.
Yeah.
We do things that we normally wouldn't, like, I would say ethically do.
Yeah.
So yeah. So and like Bach, we're always under attack. We have to understand that as Christians. Like right. people always say, why do you go to church every Sunday? Why are you always reading your Bible? And it really is just to make sure that we just keep, you know, just stay strong Christians. Right. Because if you ever pull back, I would say you get kind of weak. Like, why do we eat every day?
Right?
Because mm-hmm. you have to be spiritually fed. You got to be strong. Mm-hmm. Because when you're weak, that's when you get attacked.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that cartoon is saying a couple of things more than I thought. But it was interesting. It was an interesting point, though.
I keep thinking about your lady coworkers. Then Jerome came. I mean, yeah. Jay came out of nowhere. They like, dang.
No, I mean, they weren't there, but I knew if they had been there.
Oh, the word would have spread.
Oh, yeah. It would have been like, oh, he's messed up. This is our chance.
Handsome Bob needs emotional support.
Boy, yeah.
And he got a job.
yeah. So we're going to take our last break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. But this is some really, really good stuff. You guys are doing a great job. So we'll see you in 30 seconds, hopefully. Okay, and we're back. And so we left off on, I don't remember what we left off at, but we're going to wrap this segment up.
So we've identified that, yes, there's a high probability that demons and angels are real. There is also a very high probability that influence humanity, both good and bad. Now, my question to you is, are they the same? I mean, what are they? Are they? You said that they're spiritual beings, but are they a separate race from humanity? Are they similar to humanity? Or, I mean, not. I mean, does it matter? They're probably not. But what are they? You know, because people are always wondering, is there life outside our own solar system? And well, we know that to be true because we can see angels and demons, right? So we can't see them, but we figure they're around, right? Okay. So that is, I would assume that is a separate species. But I remember, and there's some debate about this, but in the Old Testament, Genesis, I want to say, that they said that the angels came down, the sons of God came down, and they essentially mated with the sons, the daughters of men, and they created the you know, this was the time of giants and that sort of thing, you know. So is that true? So if angels can actually procreate with humanity, that means they have the same genetic code that it is that we do, I would assume, because no other species can mate with humanity other than humans. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never seen nothing half tiger, half human, or except on a sci-fi show, you know. But think about this. So if they're spiritual beings that can take physical form, that means they have physical features that can mate with a woman. Mm-hmm. Now, the debate is, they're saying that, no, there wasn't angels. These were like, you know, purer versions of humanity. I don't know what they're saying, that it was other humans, not necessarily angels, that did that. And then, of course, they were punished for that, by the way. So what do you guys, do you believe that story to be true, first of all? And number two, do you believe that these, you've said that they've taken physical form, but taking physical form and mating with another being are two separate things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I want to say that as far as what they are, they're definitely spiritual entities.
Okay.
They're spiritual entities who sometimes take human form.
Okay.
And it kind of goes back to what I was saying before with sometimes you just need what they call a conduit. If you ever watch ghost stories and stuff.
Right.
You know, but yeah, they take, and in some ways, maybe that's who we all are. I mean, because who are we? You know, once, you know, we started somewhere, like who, like our conscience when we became a person, like mm-hmm. where did your soul come from, in a sense? So maybe, because I've even seen it in some movies, you know, where you have like the angels standing in line mm-hmm. and then they'll like go into like a baby or something, and this person is born, then the movie, you know, goes
right,
on
right.
But I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, it's, they're spiritual forms, they're spiritual beings without a human form.
Okay, so do you guys believe that story in the Bible where the sons of God mated with the daughters of men and created essentially abominations?
Nephilim, I believe.
Is the Nephilim, right. Yeah, right. That's the, yeah.
Is their name. Uh-huh. Don't know, right?
I never heard that story. It sounds scandalous.
It's in Genesis. Yeah, yeah. It's in the early part. It's pre-flood that it occurred.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go far to get to it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And there's a lot. I mean, there's, you know, don't know if I believe
okay.
that. I'd like your point, though. You know, like we are spiritual beings in human bodies.
Okay.
Right? That are hosted, right?
Right.
In these human forms until the host can no longer retain the spirit.
Right.
And it goes away, it goes back, right, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that kind of takes me back to, you know, like the nature of God, how the Bible describes God himself, mm-hmm. and how heaven is described and in the spiritual realm, so to speak. And again, all of that is in Genesis. It's not, you know, none of this is made up, right? Mm-hmm. And so then they kind of describe the organization and how it's structured, mm-hmm. and what our role is in this. So we started talking about this particular topic. It really is a topic that kind of really precedes us,
mm-hmm.
right? We're just kind of at the tail end of that part of the story. And then Jesus kind of fulfills it. He fulfills it, and then we'll deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. For sure, at the end. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it's highly possible that spiritual beings probably do exist. There may be other aspects of reality that we cannot perceive with our five senses, right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. NASA put a different lens on a telescope, and they'll point it towards the sun, and you'll see a completely different type of picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm drawing a blank right now, but you know, you can view it as you can view gamma rays coming off the sun, mm-hmm. X rays coming off the sun. It depends on how you look at it, mm-hmm. right? What mm-hmm. lens you have, mm-hmm. and so. I just think that there are some things that, you know, maybe we can't appreciate or perceive properly that kind of defines a realm that we exist in, but just can't count it or touch it mm-hmm. or measure it or something. But
we just need the right lens.
Right. We need a different lens. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Fifi.
Oh, all right. Okay. It's back to me. Yeah. So I guess going back to just they're here. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always believed that angels and demons are here, but I guess we have to be vigilant, meaning mm-hmm. accept the fact that they are here mm-hmm. and understand that because they are here, we can be influenced by them.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And those influences, again, it's not black and white. You know, like when we read the Bible and people think of an angel, it's the wings and this, mm-hmm. that, you know, so we just have to understand, when those stories were written, that was, you know, when you're trying to tell a story, you have to visualize it in some kind of way, right? Mm-hmm. So they had to, you know, kind of give this, I don't know, visualize what it is. That way you can see the picture. So I think some of us just get blindsided with just that. An angel was with wings, this, that, and the other. So if I don't see it, it's not an angel. And again, you just never know. I don't want to go too mm-hmm. crazy, but, you know, sometimes we hear about serial killers, right? Okay, so the interesting thing with serial killers, I watch this a lot of
interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As opposed to the non-interesting thing about serial
killers. So I watch a lot of, you know, those crime, true crime stuff.
Sure.
So the interesting thing with serial killers, and we all know some serial killers out there, what always is sometimes you don't catch them right away. Mm-hmm. And when they are found, everyone's always like, oh, they look like such a nice person. You know, they didn't, you know, they were nice, they were gentle, you know, and you have to understand, usually those are the ones that can get closest to you, right?
Yep.
If you're coming cockeyed and, you know, with a limp, I don't know, people, they put their
knife in your hand.
Yeah, knife in your hand, you're running, you know. So, yeah.
That'd be a red flag.
Yeah, right. You know, people run, but you have to understand, you know, there are demons out there. There are sure. negative entities, and, you know, we just have to understand they're not going to always. You just won't know because they always come just like an angel.
Yeah.
But
yes.
The whole story of it, though, never. So I'm going to get in trouble. But the whole aspects of the story never made sense to me.
Which story are you talking about?
The demon realm,
okay.
For lack of a better phrase.
Okay.
You're in the presence of God.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I don't know what that looks like. I couldn't possibly, but it sounds like it's awesome,
right?
Yeah. It's like me just sitting outside the sun, you know, and I'm uh-huh. this big, and the sun is just
right.
And we know that our sun is not that big, so God is bigger than all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And you're in that presence, and you decide I'm going to act up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then but what's interesting about that, I think there's like a story we don't know. There's some information that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that is, so they rise up, a group of them, right?
These other beings,
mm-hmm. right, rise up and say, taking you out, right?
The creator of all things.
Right, big guy, I want to be you, I want the job, and right. I'm going to take you out.
Right.
God doesn't destroy them.
Right.
God removes them.
Right. Restricts them, essentially.
Right. But we know it's in the Bible as well. We talked about Job. God still interacts.
Yep.
Has conversations with the head honcho, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I think there's some missing information there.
I think they're in the same realm. You know, like, because even they are in the same realm. They just, you know, God realized we got to separate them. Yeah, you I know, mean, but
can't be with me,
right? Yeah, yeah. Just like, you know, the devil, he was an angel.
Yes,
and they said he got kicked out. Yeah,
angel.
So they're fell they're
like a light, bolt of lightning. Yeah, you know how hard that is.
Yeah. How fast he was moving.
Yeah, so, yeah, there is a realm. So kind of like if you've been a parent who've had multiple kids, right? You have parent kids had the same parents, grew up in the same household, the same upbringing, and one is just the angel, just do whatever you tell him to do, and the other one is just completely different, you know. So I think, you know, with God, you know, he had these entities, he had these, they were all angels.
Yeah.
And some of us, they even call, some people even call their kid, that's my angel, my little angel baby there. Yeah, that's my demon child, right? You know, so in some ways, you know, even, you know, we feel that way with some of our kids. So I think there is the same realm, you know, it's just one's a little darker and the other one's a little lighter.
But I wonder why God didn't, because, you know, again, just a question, right? Why didn't he take them out?
Well, for the same reason he didn't wipe out all of humanity, I guess, is because he knew we would rebel. And because he's a loving father, you know, we had a second chance. It doesn't look like they get a second chance.
I've had 10,000.
God, he loves unconditionally. Like the same way, you know, again, going back to just people with kids, you know, some people have kids who have drug addiction. They steal from them, steal from the house. You know, they'll, you know, yell at them, whatever, and they just love their kids. You know, they're not going to, you know, sometimes they separate them sometimes. Like, okay, you can't come in the house, but they still love them.
They
still love them because they know there's always hope. You know, there's always hope that I'm going to get, you know, that child I fell in love with.
But we as a people, we got the redemption through Christ. There's no such redemption for the angels. I think their decision was final. And they don't get to, and the reason why they haven't been wiped out is because he created hell and the lake of fire, one of those two were created for the demon, the devil and his minions. That was never meant for humanity. But because we rejected God, we did what we did. Adam and Eve did what they did, but guess what? It would have happened. Yeah, I look back on that and I remember when our pastor said, you know, we would have made the same mistake, you know, and I was like, no, there's no way. But I thought about it. I'm like, yeah. Considering the mistakes I've made and I know what happened to them, I would have made the same mistake.
If I was young and she was pretty and she gave me an apple.
And she was butt naked. You know, so. Right. Hey, give me another one.
So, basic needs.
Yeah. Well, what, the apple or are you talking about Eve? Which one are you talking about?
She young and naked. I'll take it.
But no, it's
well, that's
some Christian podcast this is. But we're talking about the real thing now, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to have an episode on Adam and Eve because that's going to be something else. But ultimately,
incest.
What?
Incest?
Yeah, well, also I guess
you gotta kind of
We're gonna
how to make 2 million.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Yes. Okay. So
I should have saved that one.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
But ultimately, you don't want to say the demon realm, the angelic realm. It's mostly the spiritual realm that they operate in, and so. Going back to your comment about there may be something missing in the story, I don't think so. I think, you know, Lucifer was the greatest of angels, and he knew it. And it just went to his head like anyone else who's pumping your head all the time. Oh, Lucifer, you're the most beautiful angel of all of us. God created you to be awesome. You can do anything. He was the chief angel. Oh, he was above Michael. Because he was above all the archangels. He was the chief of all angels. He was the number one guy who spoke for all angels to God. And being in that position where no one can tell you no, guess what happens? Mm-hmm. You start believing your own hype. And you start believing that, oh, I can do this job better than him, the one who created me, you know. And then that's when sin seeped in and he got cast out. Now, why he thought, I guess with any son, because I remember I was 14, 15 years old, and I bucked up against my dad, challenged his authority in the household. I blinked one time, and the next thing I was looking at was the ceiling, and I was out of breath, and my dad was standing over me. I was like, you know, I had no idea. I was so confused what had happened. It happened so fast.
And he told me, don't you ever challenge me in my home. Message received, never happened again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't messing with that, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but I understood that, and that lesson has never left me. Mm-hmm. Never. Because I understand that everyone, you know, they have their own realm, you know, and just like God has given us a family to rule over, we have to establish rules for the children. And, you know, if you violate those same rules, there is punishment. If you challenge me, the rule maker, those punishments will be even greater. Now, some people don't necessarily agree to that, and I'm okay with that. But when you're raising a boy into a man, he has to understand that there are rules to be set over you, and you have to obey them whether you like them or not. And if you disagree with that, then you can have your own household. You can do whatever you want to do, you know. But while you're under my household, you have to do it this way. Is it always is my way always the right way? No. But guess what? That's the way things are ordered. And that's how God has the heavenly realm is set up the same exact way. And that's how the family structure is set up. That's why it's important for one person to be the head of the household and then everyone follows suit. But in that same token, that head of the household has to be willing to sacrifice himself just like Christ did for humanity. Mm-hmm. So going back to demons and angels, we've established that there's a high probability that they are real, that they do have an influence over humanity. We haven't established the fact whether they're a separate species or same, but we have established that they are spiritual beings that can interchangeably move from physical to spiritual form. We can't do that, obviously. At least I can't. And then now we've established the fact that, you know, they are really in our everyday life, right? Based on what you guys have said, mm-hmm. they are in our lives every day. Whether we notice it or not, you know, is a different story. But whether you're weak or strong, they're there, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's why it's important to understand that, you know, you have to start reading your Bible, those of you who believe. And those who don't believe, if you're curious about it, send us an email, you know. Let us know, you know, if you're interested in knowing more about it. We can recommend some churches to you if you're elsewhere, wherever you are. But that's going to wrap it up. B, you have anything for us, sir?
No, this was fun, as usual. So thank you. Thank you. Thought-provoking. I think I will say this. I learn more and I become better spiritually researching, getting prepared for these types of discussions.
That's awesome.
Yep, so that's all I got.
Good for you. Awesome. Phoebe.
All right. I want to say this was an awesome session. So yeah, it was just good. That's what I was going to say.
All right. So if you guys have questions, comments, concerns, we'll put the link to our email address in the podcast and just send us an email. Suggestions. If you have topics that you're interested in, let us know. Okay. So from the sunny side of the Western world in the United States, we bid you farewell, and we'll see you next time. Be safe. 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 Be safe.